Lesson 7. Introduction. Getting your point across clearly and concisely. There are many ways to communicate. To name a few, it can be a verbal one-on-one, a simple hallway conversation, leading a team meeting. Writing processes and procedures, giving presentations, creating reports for review, talking on the phone, instant messaging, blogging, and corresponding via email. Good communication skills are essential for effectively managing others, as well as working with your co-managers and upper management. The better the communicator, the better chance for management success. There are many chances each day to either succeed or fail just by the way you communicate to others. One of the main reasons why people leave companies is due to poor communication from their supervisors and managers. Poor communication leads to poor productivity, confusion, conflict, and redundancy. Even worse, when a major change is happening within the company, such as merging with another company, poor communication leads to high anxiety and poor morale. You need to be able to clearly communicate all of the goals, plans, and changes. Communication may be the single most important skill of a manager. You can't be a leader if you can't communicate your vision. You can't motivate people if they can't understand what you want. If you think about it, all that has been taught up to this point relies on your ability to communicate in a way that they truly hear and understand just what it is you're saying. Being able to communicate effectively is not a skill everyone possesses, but can be improved through practice. Strive to be a great communicator. This lesson will cover ways to effectively communicate, including business writing, communicating verbally, handling meetings, giving presentations, and dealing with change. Communicating clearly and concisely is a great opportunity for you to show off your management skills and build respect as a leader.